Good morning, this is WAMC Regional News at 7:06, and joining us on the line, as she does each Wednesday, is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Hey, Judy.
Good morning, Ian.
Well, a reversal in Shenandoah School District on sex education. Tell us about it.
Yeah, at Shenandoah Central School District in Clifton Park, the Board of Education on Tuesday night opened the door for Planned Parenthood to be involved in the district's sex education program again. Last fall, a group of parents who maintain that abstinence from sex is the best and only healthy option for students successfully lobbied to remove Planned Parenthood educators from teaching a three-day portion of the district's sex education unit. Planned Parenthood had presented those classes at Shen for nearly 20 years. A controversy ensued, and the district convened a health advisory committee to study the issue. On Tuesday night, the school board approved the health advisory committee's recommendations. Those recommendations continued to stress abstinence as the healthiest choice for teens, but the recommendations would also allow Planned Parenthood to again be involved in the district's sex education program. Specifically, one of the recommendations would allow the district to host evening workshops where people from programs that talk about sexual risk avoidance or comprehensive sex education, such as those offered by Planned Parenthood, to present information to parents and students. Oliver Robinson, the superintendent of the district, said administrators now have to study the recommendations from the Health Advisory Committee and decide what's feasible from a budget perspective to put into the curriculum.
Let's move on and talk about foreclosures in Schenectady. Give us an update.
Yeah, the city of Schenectady will foreclose on about 600 properties Friday for failure to pay taxes. Most of the houses are vacant or rentals, and many more are empty lots where houses once stood. Schenectady has struggled for years with the problems of collecting taxes from delinquent owners and maintaining hundreds of abandoned buildings. It also is a blight issue. The streets don't look good with all these boarded up houses. Schenectady is foreclosing on these properties in hopes of collecting revenue that they need while also putting the buildings back into the hands of responsible owners. Years ago, officials tried to solve the tax delinquency problem by selling its liens to private tax collection companies like American Tax Funding, but eventually that company was paying only half of the owner's taxes, so the city has stopped selling those tax liens. But when it comes to foreclosures, most owner-occupants have been given until December this year to pay off their debt, but not every homeowner qualifies for the extension. And this week, as the Friday deadline looms, some of those people appealed to the city for leniency. We profiled some of their stories in today's paper, and many of those cases illustrate how complicated the issue is for the city as well as the homeowners. The city council originally insisted on strict deadlines so the city had a chance to sell the properties before winter, but they said they didn't intend to foreclose on owners who were trying to pay back their tax debt. But at this point, they still have these pleas for leniency. We've got a Friday deadline, and we're waiting for some of these decisions.
We always love speaking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can pick up a copy of the paper or visit dailygazette.com. Judy will follow up on that story next week.
Thanks, Ian.